Hare Krishna. Good morning, we are continuing from Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter 2nd and text number 35. Please repeat the verses.
Bhagavan Sarvabhuteshu Lakshita Swatmana Harihi Drishyair Buddhi Adivir Drashta Lakshanair Anumapaka.
Please repeat what meaning. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sarva, all. Bhuteshu, in the living entities. Lakshitaha, is visible. Swatmana, along with the self. Harihi, the Lord. Drishyai, by what is seen. Buddhi adivhi, by intelligence. Drashta, one who sees. Lakshanai, by different signs. Anumapakai, by hypothesis. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki translation. The Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, is in every living beings along with the individual soul. And this fact is perceived and hypothesized in our act of seeing and taking help from the intelligence. Please repeat translation. The Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, is in every living beings along with the individual soul. And this fact is perceived and hypothesized in our act of seeing and taking help from the intelligence. Purport. The general argument of the common man is that since the Lord is not visible to our eyes, how can one either surrender to Him or render transcendental loving service unto Him? To such a common man, here is a practical suggestion given by Srila Sukadeva Goswami as to how one can perceive the Supreme Lord by reason and perception. Actually, the Lord is not perceivable by our present materialized senses. But when one is convinced of the presence of the Lord by a practical service attitude, there is a revelation by the Lord's mercy. And such a pure devotee of the Lord can perceive the Lord's presence always and everywhere. He can perceive that intelligence is the form, direction of the Paramatma plenary portion of the Personality of Godhead. The presence of Paramatma in everyone's company is not very difficult to realize. Even for the common man. The procedure is as follows. One can perceive oneself identification and feel positively that he exists. He may not feel it very abruptly, but by using a little intelligence, he can feel that he is not the body. He can feel that the hand, the leg, the head, the hair, and the limbs are all his bodily part and parcels. But as such, the hand, the leg, the head, etc., cannot be identified with his self. Therefore, just by using an intelligence, he can distinguish and separate his self from the other things that he sees. So the natural conclusion is that the living beings, either man or beast, is the seer, and he sees beside himself all other things. So there is a difference between the seer and the seen. Now, by a little use of intelligence, we can also readily agree that the living being who sees the things beyond himself by ordinary vision has no power to see or to move independently. All our ordinary action and perceptions depend on various forms of energy supplied to us by nature in various combinations. Our senses of perception and of action, that is to say, our five perceived senses of hearing, touch, sight, taste and smell, as well as our five senses of action, namely hand, leg, speech, evocation organs and reproductive organs, and also our three subtle senses, namely mind, intelligence and ego, are supplied to us by various arrangement of gross or subtle form of the nature energy. And it is equally evident that our object of perception are nothing but the product of the inexistable permutation and combination of the form taken by material energy. As this conclusively proves that the ordinary living beings has no independent power of perception or of motion, and as we undoubtedly feel our existence being conditioned by nature's energy, we conclude that he who sees a spirit, and that the senses as well as the object of perception, are material. The spiritual quality of the seer is manifest in our dissatisfaction with the limited test of materially conditioned existence. That is the difference between spirit and matter. There are some less intelligent arguments that matter develops the power of seeing and moving as a certain organic development. But such an argument cannot be accepted because there is no experimental evidence that matter has everywhere produced a living entity. Sorry, anywhere produced a living entity. Trust no feature. However pleasant, idle talk regarding future development of matter into spirit are actually foolish, because no matter has ever developed the power of seeing or moving in any part of the world. Therefore, it is definite that matter and spirit are two different identities. And this conclusion is arrived at by the use of intelligence. Now, we come to the point that the things which are seen by a little use of intelligence cannot be animate unless we accept someone as the user of or director of the intelligence. Intelligence gives one direction like some higher authority. And the living beings cannot see or move or eat or do anything without the use of intelligence. When one fails to take advantage of intelligence, he becomes a deranged, deranged, deranged man. And so a living being is dependent on the intelligent or a direction of a superior being. Such intelligence is all pervading. Every living being has his intelligence, and this intelligence being the direction of some higher authority. It's just like a father giving direction to his son. The higher authority who is present and residing within every individual living being is the super self. At this point in our investigation, we may consider the following question. On the one hand, we realize that all our perception and activities are conditioned by the arrangement of material nature. Yet, we also ordinarily feel and say, I am perceiving or I am doing. Therefore, we can say that our material senses of perception and action are moving because we are identifying the self with the material body. And that the superior principle of the super self is guiding and supplying us according to our desire. By taking advantage of the guidance of super self in the form of intelligence, we can either continue to study and to put into practice our conclusion that I am not this body, or we can choose to remain in the false material identification, fancying ourselves to be a possessor and doer. Our freedom consists in orienting our desire either toward to ignorant material misconception or the true spiritual conception. We can easily attain to the true spiritual conception by recognizing the super self, Paramatma, to be our friend and guide by devoting our intelligence with the superior intelligence of Paramatma. The super self and the individual self are both spirit, and therefore the super self and the individual self are both equitably one and distinct from matter. But the super self and the individual self cannot be on an equal level, because the super self gives direction or supplies intelligence and the individual self follows the direction. and thus action are performed properly. The individual is completely different on the direction of super self, because in every step of individual self follows the direction of super self in the matter of seeing, hearing, thinking, feeling, willing, etc. So far as common sense is concerned, we come to the conclusion that there are three identities, namely matter, spirit and super spirit. Now, if we go to the Srimad Bhagavad Gita or the Vedic intelligence, we can further understand that all three identities, namely matter, individual spirit and the super spirit, are all depend on Supreme Personality of Godhead. The super self is a partial representation or plenary portion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Bhagavad Gita affirm that the Supreme Personality of Godhead dominates all over the material world by his partial representation only. God is great and he cannot be simply an order supplier of the individual's selves. Therefore, the super self cannot be a full representation of the Supreme Self, Purushottama. The absolute personality of Godhead. Realization of the super self by the individual self is the beginning of self-realization. And by progress of such self-realization, one is able to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead by intelligence, by the help of authorized scriptures and principally by the grace of the Lord. The Bhagavad Gita is the plenary conception of the Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, and Srimad Bhagavatam is the further explanation of the science of Godhead. So, if we stick to our determination and pray for mercy of the director of intelligence sitting within the same bodily tree, like a bird sitting with another bird. An example in the Isopanishad. Certainly, the purport of the relevant information in the Vedas become clear to our vision, and there is no difficulty in realizing the Supreme Personality of God at Vasudeva. The intelligent man, therefore, after many births of such use of intelligence, surrendered himself at the lotus feet of Vasudeva, as confirmed by Bhagavad Gita 7.19. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Long passport. Translation again. The Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, is in every living being along with the individual soul, and this fact is perceived and hypothesized in our act of seeing and taking help from intelligence. So, this is a generally philosophical class, and Prabhupada gives very clear purport about this philosophy. And if we see, if you study this purport, Srila Prabhupada's purport, he always makes things so clear, so there shouldn't be any question and doubt. Actually, he explained with the devotion. Anywhere in the scriptures, wherever Srila Prabhupada gave purport, he always end up with the bhakti. Always, conclusion is the bhakti. So his name is Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, isn't it? So, it is a perfect like he gave the perfect purport for every single verse in Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, wherever he gave commentary. So in this purport, Srila Prabhupada, he chronologically, he defeated all the philosophy, so-called Karmi, Jnani and Yogic philosophy. If we see carefully, first he talked about the, you know, soul and super soul. Many people, they argue that the soul or super soul the same, you know, Aham Brahmasmi. Or they say, Sarvam Khalu Idam Brahma. That's their conclusion. They're thinking, oh, I'm Brahma means Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, part and parcel means, you know, I'm the same. But it is mentioned in Kathopanishad, even though we are part and parcel, we are not the same. You know, the quality is the same, but quantity is different. Eh? The living entity is compared to what is the English word? I don't know. Spooling means the very little part of fire. You know, have you seen somewhere somebody is in a grinding the iron things and sparks? Yeah, it's like a living entity like sparks. You know, as soon as he is separated from the main source, what happens? It's become blue. No more. We cannot see. But the other hand, his super soul is the unlimited fire. So that's what, because we are spark, when we fell down to or we by our desire or somehow or other, when we came to this material world, we lost our brightness, the quality of like fire. There is no more because we are spark. So, first thing Srila Prabhupada he described in this purport, and second thing he discussed about how the materialistic person or the so-called foolish person, they think, you know, the spirit came from matter. That's his atheistic mentality. They think, you know, our body is like a machine and some or other chemical reaction, it is moving. You know, on 2003, Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj, he was giving a seminar on in Mayapur. And then he was telling, then when a foolish man, I mean a so-called intelligent man, they're thinking about something, and then when they don't understand, and they think, it's impossible. Why? Because I don't understand. Or it is difficult for me to understand. That's why it is not true. Yeah? So he gave an example like crow. I don't know how many people notice, unfortunately here is no crow. What crow, you know, they will take something and they're very scared if someone will take that one. So they always fight, you know, crow is always fight and scream. So immediately they want to hide that things. You know how they hide? They will go somewhere and they will close their eyes and they will put the thing in somewhere. Yeah, I saw this one. It's after that I noticed, yes, they do such thing. And then they will keep close their eyes and they will fly. And next time they will not find out where they keep. But the point is, why they close their eyes? They are thinking, if I close my eyes, I can't see anything. That means nobody can see. That is, you know, safe and hide. So it is the mentality or, you know, intelligent like crow. You know, they are thinking, oh, I'm not understand means nobody understand that. But that is not the fact. Fact is something. So the same way scientists, they think, because the Vedic literature saying this one, I'm not understanding, that means it is not true. Their conclusion is like that. They never seek help from someone who is expert about the literature. They didn't went to them, oh, can you, you know, tell me, explain me this thing, what is the explanation? They never do that. Suppose a student year 5, you know, some teacher, if you give some book and there is theory saying a plus b whole square equal to a square plus 2ab plus b square. And year 5 you looked at that, what is this? Is it anything theory? Maybe, you know, 10 plus 10 equal to 20, that is right. But what is this? It cannot be exist because I don't understand. So if the child will say this is not true, and if everybody will accept that, so it is considered the blind man is following a blind person, you know. There is no intelligent, like if there will be not justify the conclusion is given by a child. Doesn't mean the child doesn't understand the theory, it is not the truth. There is some higher intelligence, there is some, you know, higher, you know, direction is there. When that same child you will approach to maybe year 10 or 9, then he will clearly understand that yes, that's a theory is true. The same way, you know, Srila Prabhupada, he mentioned in this purport in the, you know, probably in between the first paragraph, he said, when somebody will follow the direction of super soul and, you know, a authorized person, and then what he will do? He develop the bhakti for Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he will engage the loving service to the Lord, and by his mercy, then he will able to understand the spiritual science. It is not then we can understand everything we know within our material senses. You know, many people say we don't see whatever we don't see, we don't believe. Generally, you know, in Bengal, the very famous philosophy is there. You know, if you don't see anything, so don't believe that. You have to see. But how much we can see? You know, every one of us, we have forefather. Have we seen our forefather? Maybe, you know, before 5 generations, maybe your father, your father's father, or your grandfather, have you seen him? No. So do you believe that? Yes. But we believe naturally, because there is, truth. Someone have perceived that, someone giving the authorized information. So Vedic literature, they are authorized, they are saying, oh, he is the Supreme Personality of God, and our body is made like that, this is the science. But what we do? We start arguing about that. We think, oh no, my sense is not perceiving that theory means it's not true. But it is not the truth. You know, Einstein, he mentioned, our every cell has 20,000 type of things. We have, you know, one cell even we cannot see, you know, without microscope. That cell has 20,000 things within that. Bhakti Sharup Damodar Maharaj, he mentioned in his lecture. So, can we see that? Can we understand with our, you know, common knowledge? So, many things we not understand, but we have to believe, we have to trust on the authorized information. Otherwise, you know, we never ever able to understand the subject matter. Like Srila Prabhupada, he gave example, you know, someone who will try to find out the father, how? To test the gene, you know, test everyone, who is my father? And it is impossible thing, isn't it? Billions of people in this world. So how many, you know, gene test you will do? So the better thing is go ask mother, who is my father. It's easy and easy to get answer. So the atheistic people, what they want to do? They want to do, you know, gene test for everyone, who is my father, and, you know, I want to find out like that. So this is a procedure. You know, Shastra already they prove, you know, they give a certain procedure. If you follow that, easily we approach to our goal.
So that's what Srila Prabhupada want to say. The spirit is never came from the matter. Even though, you know, we can't see that those things, but doesn't mean it is not true. And then Srila Prabhupada, he said, then Dehatma Buddhi, the another type of foolish person. They believe little bit spiritual things. They believe spirituality. But what is that? There is a misconception. This is called Dehatma Buddhi. They think our body is soul. Especially in our Bengal, this is very popular philosophy. You know, whatever your soul is asking, you just eat and do that. You know? What is your soul? Oh, my soul asking to eat meat and fish and everything. You know, then my soul will be happy. What is it? How you understand your soul is asking? Oh, I'm feeling my tongue, in my tongue. So, this is completely Dehatma Buddhi platform, you know. They don't realize like there is a soul or soul is different from the body. They think, no, body is the soul. Itself is the soul. It's like Charvaka Muni's philosophy, you know, Javad Jivet, Sukham Jide, Jivet, Rinam Kritva, Ghritam Pivet, Bhasmi Bhutasya Dehasya, Kuta Punaragamanam Bhavet. You know, you're living, live nicely, you know. Enjoy yourself. Do sense gratification as much as you want. And if you don't have money, if you cannot, you know, provide yourself, just borrow money from somewhere or somehow or other, you just, you know, gratify your sense. Anyway, after leaving this body, there will be nothing left. So, this is a type of, you know, Dehatma Buddhi. The body is everything. The bodily conception. So, that is not the fact. Our, you know, even without our, knowing, we call ourselves as a, soul. You know, many people, you know, we see that they say, you know, generally what we say, this is my hand, this is my leg, my belly, you know, my body. All of us we say, we don't say me body, we say my body, you know. So, Srila Jiva Goswami, he gave conclusion that if we say this thing is mine, so there is two things, it describe. One is the object and another one is the owner, isn't it? So, if I say this book is mine, that clearly is proving that book is different thing and myself is different. That is the conception. If I say, I have this thing is mine, that doesn't mean I am this book. So, the same way we say, this is my body. So, is it not proving that body and myself is different thing? We say the same thing, but we don't accept that. It is foolish behavior or childish in conclusion. So, there is different. So, you know, people, those who are Dehatma Buddhi, they just feel like that. But an intelligent person, they will understand the, you know, difference between the body and soul. We are saying, this is my body. So body is different from the soul. Srila Prabhupada gave an example. When somebody died, the body is lying down and everybody crying, oh, my relative is died. So whole body is lying down. What is missing? Spirit, isn't it? Soul. So isn't it there is something different thing was there and then it is when left the body and body become matter. Is it not proving that the body is made out of matter and it cannot be activated without a spirit? So it is clearly proving that the spirit is different from this material body. And then finally, Srila Prabhupada, he said, actually he talks about our five senses and then sense object and then our subtle body. He described about how we are, you know, attached to this material world by our senses and sense object, and we are so attached and we are thinking, oh, this is everything. But one who wants to overcome from this bodily platform, one who will accept the direction of a authority or a bona fide sadhu, then what happens? They will overcross this all of materially, all this bodily concept and material concept. Because we all know this thing will never give us happiness. So then people start, Srila Prabhupada, he described in the purport, when people are frustrated with the sense gratification, so then they try to find out something else. So many people can say, oh, how come frustrated we can, this world is very happy, it's very enjoyable, and you guys say, dukkhalaya mashashvatam, this is full of misery, this world, but there is so many happiness. We have to remember that in this world, whatever happiness exists, that is cause of suffering. Mayadevi is not so foolish that she gives some happiness, And Shastra and Vyasadevi is not like he don't know anything. He just write, dukkhalaya mashashvatam. It's not the truth. In this world, the happiness is also cause of misery. How? Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he gave example. When we, imagine, he said like a big light, You are, inside just empty space and there is very clear light. If suddenly if you enter in a dark place, and it's very dark, what happened? You cannot see anything. And then after staying some time, it will be visible again. And suddenly again, imagine a big light flash in front of you. And then what will happen? And after that light stop. What happened? There was same darkness. But after getting that high power light, your eye will be, it will be, after seeing the big light, and then when light suddenly go off, then you will see more darkness. Previously you used to say, used to see something, after the light you will see nothing. It will be again complete darkness. The thing is, this material happiness, it comes just little bit, and when the living entity, they think, oh, this is very enjoyable. And then he becomes depend on the happiness. He think, oh, I can enjoy this, it's very nice. And what happened? This material happiness is, disappear within a moment. And what happened? And living entities start lamenting. So it is more lamentation than previously. If someone has no money, it's okay, he will survive. If someone has, got maybe $1 million and then he lost in the somewhere, And then you lament more than a beggar. So this is the fact. So in this world, the happiness is created for our suffering. When somebody is frustrated with all of these, kind of people, not all of them. I mean, some fortunate soul there, directly to attend to the service of the Lord. And then Srila Prabhupada said they choose maybe something spiritual things is there, And then they start inquiring. So, amongst the people, those who are inquiring about the spiritual life, they go according to their taste in different way. Some of them they will start with karma yoga, some of them they start with jnana yoga, dhyana yoga, and very few fortunate soul, they will inquire about the bhakti. But the fact is, doesn't matter who choose what, everybody has to come to platform of devotional service. That is the conclusion. Even the karma mishra, karmi, they have to come to platform of bhakti only. That is the reason there is karma yoga and all yoga system. You know, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Mahaprabhu, he was explaining about the karmi, you know, to Sanatan Goswami in Sanatan Shiksha. And then he said, some people, they want some fruit, you know, they want to do something and they will get something, you know. And after this, you know, giving and taking business, because of the somehow or other, Vaishnava's mercy or somehow or other, when he get test about devotional service, then he engage in the service, you know. He will be come to platform of bhakti. And then, when he was explaining about the Atma Ramoshtar, you know, Munaya, the shlokas in, he was describing to Sanatana Goswami. And then he described the yogi. There is two type of yogi actually. It's called, one called Swagarbha, one called Nigarbha. So Swagarbha yogi, they perform their austerity and everything, and then they want the Ashtasiddhi, the eight kind of mystic power, and then stuck there. They think, oh, this is the perception. And Nigarbha yogi, when they go farther more and they see the Paramatma within the heart, and when they see the Paramatma, with the Paramatma's beauty, they become attracted to Paramatma. And then they think, oh, what is this person? It's really very attractive, you know. Hari, you know, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami described that. Hari sabde rane kartha, dui mukhyatam, sarva amangala hare, prem diya hare mon. Hari, the word, there is many meaning, so many, unlimited meaning. But dui mukhyatam, there is two is main, definition of the Hari. One is sarva amangala hare. He take out all the inauspiciousness from the jiva. And prem diya hare mon. He give the, you know, loving service, and he reciprocate with the devotees, and then he steal their mind. So the Nigarbha yogi, when they see the Paramatma, and then he become very attractive. And that's that about that yogi Krishna was, you know, talking in Bhagavad Gita, that Bahunam Jarmanamante Gyanavanam Prapadati Vasudevam Sarvamiti Samatma Sudra. That type of fortunate soul, you know, then they, you know, direct themselves to the Bhakti Yoga. And even after liberation, you know, Sukadeva Goswami, you know, I think in Bhagavatam it says that, you know, Paranishthitopi Nurgunna Uttama Sloka Leelaya Grita Cheta Rajase Akhyanam Jadavi Jadodhi Tavan. You know, Sukadeva Goswami is saying, hey Rajarshe, you know, hey best of the king, even though I was in the platform of, you know, Brahma realization, but I am attracted by the Krishna's sweet pastime. And then I couldn't, you know, stay myself away from, you know, Krishna's this sweet pastime. Then, you know, I'm very attracted to that pastime and to Lord Krishna, and I studied this Bhagavatam. So even the yogi, after their perfection, they attracted to bhakti. So Srila Prabhupada, he make conclusion that, end of the purport, he said, whatever path is there and whoever following what, but they all of them, they have to come to bhakti yoga platform. So, you know, they describe two sides is there. One called Prabhriti Mark and Nibhriti Mark. You know, ultimately there is no Prabhriti Mark, only Nibhriti Mark. So, Prabhriti Mark will bring someone to Nibhriti Mark. That is the conclusion. So, whatever yoga system or Jnana or Dhyana or Ashtanga Yoga or Karma Mishra Bhakti or Karma, it all will bring us to the platform of devotional service. That is the, you know, ultimate goal. And that is the perfection of life. You know. So, a small story, how an intelligent person, according to their deepness, they understand the things indifferently. So, a king, he was running his kingdom nicely, and then, you know, the sweeper, they clean the road. One sweeper, he stand up the hand and he said, look, you know, we are work very hard whole day and night, but we get paid very little. But those who are like minister and all of them, they never work. We never saw him work. Why they should get more pay? It shouldn't happen. You know, we are hard working, we should get more pay. And then they stop everything and they went to king. Look, we are doing more hard work, we should get more paid than your minister and so-called commander or management, whatever. Give us more money. And then the king, he laughed at that. And they said, okay, you know, you'll get more money, no worries. So before that, I want to do two tests. So if you pass in there, so I'll give more money to you rather than minister or and all my you know, administration, whoever working there. So, oh yes, good. And then he called all of them. You know, the labor, the businessman, and his administration. And king said, okay, first thing, go to that in a corner of our palace, in a one dog, give birth. You know. And have a look there. And then they all of went there to see, and then they came back. And then king said, okay, now go to my, you know, other place. There is, my elephant is there. And go measure the elephant, how many kilograms. So these two things if you can do, so okay. You know. And then they went there. So, and then they are very worried, how we can measure the elephant, how many kilo. And then, you know, the sweeper, they think, oh, is it possible to measure somehow or other, maybe we can lift and we can guess in how many. So they try that way, oh, it's impossible. And then the business class, they think, oh, I think we can make a big scale. And one side will put something, other side will put elephant. And then they say, oh, well, where are we going to hang the things? It's very difficult. And they failed. They think, oh, this is very difficult. And then they all came back to king. And then king first asked, okay, my first question, what you see, have seen to that corner, you know, dog gave birth. And then first sweeper said, oh, you know, dog gave birth, you know, some, what is called, puppy, isn't it? Puppy or puppy, any? Puppy, is it, what is that? Sorry, I don't know, my English is terrible. It's called puppy? Puppy, yeah. So they said, oh, there is some puppy. And then he asked the businessman, what you have seen? Oh yes, there is five puppies actually. So then, he said, it's good. Do you see anything else? Oh no, no. And then he asked the minister, what you have seen there? And then he said, oh, I saw there is some puppy, and one is like brown color, one is white, one is black, and one is white and, you know, black mix. And he gave complete description about the puppies. So then, king asked, what about the elephant? Did you measure that? And then they said, yes. First they asked the sweeper, and sweeper said, oh, actually it's very heavy. We cannot even lift. How we can, you know, guess it how many kilo? So then what do you think? I said, oh, we cannot do that. And then he asked the business class, what about you? Oh, we cannot make that big scale to measure the elephant. And then he asked his administration, what are you guys doing? And then they said, oh yeah, we thought about that, you know, it's very easy, not a difficult thing. What is that? I said, you know, bring your ship, you know, to the port and put elephant in the in a big ferry. I measured that how much they're, you know, dipping inside the water, and then put the other goods, you know, same amount of good, and then measure that, you know, the food grains or whatever, the, you know, weight. It's easy to measure the things. So the morality of this story is, according to the our depth of intelligence, we perceive the same thing in different way. And then because it is out of our brain or out of our intelligence, we think, oh, this is impossible. So the scientists are so-called atheistic, like the sweeper, the low class, you know, intelligence. They have no intelligence at all. They think, oh, it's not possible. How come? And when you ask something description, they'll, oh, there is some puppies, you know. You ask, there is no God, what is proof? Oh, there is some, you know, chemical revolution, something. There is no clear description. And the second class is businessmen. Who are they? The Jnani and Yogi. They are trying to perceive something with their strength and intelligent, and which is not possible. The idea is okay, but we don't have that much ability to do that. So, the idea is Ashtanga Yoga and whatever so-called Yoga, Vyam is okay. But it's need many thousand lifetimes. We don't have that much effort. And then first class intelligence, the minister and all of them, they are Bhakta, the devotee of the Lord. They know how to, you know, how to see, how to do the things properly. So, as soon as they see the injunction of the Vedic literature and the description of the Vedic literature, they understand immediately, oh, this is like that. And they give the clear description. They can actually describe clearly because they see with the high intelligence, you know, guided by the, you know, super soul. So, Srila Prabhupada, you know, finally he concluded the class, I mean the purport. He said that our aim is surrender to Lord. That's our goal of life. You know. Doesn't matter who follows, following what, but everybody has to come to that platform of bhakti. So, Srila Bhakrishar Pandit, no, sorry, who? I forgot. Mahaprabhu was very, he was Satyabhama in Krishna Lila. Oh, how come I forgot? Jagadananda Pandit. He wrote a very small book, you know. And that's book called Prem Vivarta. Prem means love. Vivarta means? No. Vivarta means the arguing. So loving argument with Mahaprabhu. I don't know, you heard about him or not. He always used to, like, you know, once he went to Puri and then he said, Mahaprabhu, you have to sleep on the, you know, bed, not on the floor. You cannot sleep on the floor. And then Mahaprabhu said, I'm sannyasi, how come? No, you have to do that. So he was very strong. He is, like Mahaprabhu once mentioned, you know, sometimes Swarup Damodar, he will say, oh, you have to do this. You have to follow your sannyas dharma, and he is always with the stick. And Jagadananda, he will say, oh, you don't do that, you do opposite of that. So I am very contradictory. I don't know which one to follow. So he makes, you know, sometimes joke with the Jagadananda Pandit, and he will be very angry. So he said, in his Prema Vivarta, he said that. It's a very nice verse. He said, Bhakti vina kono sadhan dite nare fal, sab fal dai bhakti satantra prabhu. He said, the bhakti is the only one procedure. It can give every result, whatever we want. Even if we want something materially, that's the side effect of bhakti. It's not even the result. Sab fal dai bhakti satantra prabhu. And the bhakti, it gives all the result. And all other process depend on bhakti. Without bhakti's mercy, even a jnani cannot, receive to their, goal. Even a yogi cannot, receive to their goal. Or even a karmi cannot do anything. So bhakti is the supreme. So Srila Prabhupada, he make conclusion that our goal of life is surrender to Lord and to engage in His loving devotional service, and He will reciprocate with us, and by the test we'll remain in there. We'll never ever will come out from that happiness by that reciprocation or by that Krishna's mercy. And that will happen when we surrender to a bona fide and true devotee and will do service under guidance of that pure devotee and by that higher intelligent and by that mercy we'll develop our taste toward the Lord. And then we can understand all the philosophy or so-called Ashtanga Yoga and all Karma Yoga, they are useless. And then we can test our real happiness. So I'd like to stop here. I'm sorry for my English. Please forgive me if I did offense and any mistake. If there is any comments and question, please. There is no comments and question. We'd like to stop here. Thank you so much. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande.